Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to take a look at Mercury and Mars co-present in the sign of Scorpio. Mercury and Mars will be paired up together here by the weekend in the sign of Scorpio, and it's a really interesting and quite powerful pairing of two planets in a Mars-ruled sign, with Mars gaining a lot of dignity as it's moved into the sign of Scorpio, its feminine rulership. So I've got five things to watch for as the two planets are moving together, and I'll give you the timeline and some of the big transits that you'll see from those two planets, especially as they oppose Jupiter and Taurus. So this should prepare you for Mercury, Mars, and Scorpio season, which is kind of its own little theme park that we're going to be visiting for a while here. So that's the goal for today. Don't forget to like and subscribe, share your comments and reflections. It helps the channel to grow when you guys contribute your own thoughts. And it's nice to have a little community around these posts every day and see what you guys are up to and read your reflections. You can find a transcript of today's talk on the website, nightlightastrology.com. When you're over there right now, don't forget that we are coming up on the start of my new program, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, year one program. We have 4 years worth of curriculum. This is the first year program. It's a good starting point for people who want to study professional astrology, or who just want to take their hobby interest of astrology into a deeper, more immersive space. So you go to the courses page, you click on the first year course, and you scroll down and you'll learn everything about the program, what it includes. It starts November 18th. We will be having some alumni come on to talk about the program next week. Anyway, there's 30 classes on the year that I teach in this is a course in ancient Hellenistic or Greek astrology. And we emphasize the why behind everything. Why are we studying this? Why does anything in astrology ever come to be in the first place, right? Like, what is a house? What is a sign? How do these things come together with planets? How did people ever come up with this in the first place? When we understand that level of astrological history, we really start working with a full deck of cards. We can do a lot more when we understand that level of our history, which is why I love ancient astrology so much. Of course, there's a kind of modern archetypal and psychological perspective that we bring to the program as well. I learned, started off as a, you know, modern astrologer learning psychological and evolutionary astrology and stuff like that. So there's a kind of modern sensibility that's worked into the course, but mostly it is a course that helps you develop a kind of intuitive grasp of all of the various techniques and methods of natal chart delineation so that you can work more artfully and creatively. And it's a bit like teaching you how to be a musician who can play their own music. At any rate, outside of class, we have tutoring sessions you can attend if you want to. You can also ask questions in our interactive group forum discussion and get answers there from our tutoring staff, always within a day. So a lot of resources there to help you with the program, a lot of bonus material, workbook you can take outside of class and work through, extra reading and bonus videos. So all sorts of stuff to help you go as deeply as you want to. A lot of people take the program because they want to practice astrology for other people, either make it a career or earn some money on the side doing readings. Or we have a lot of people who take the program because this is your hobby, this is your spiritual, this is part of your spiritual practice and development. And studying astrology certainly catalyzes inner growth. So a lot of people find that taking this program is a way to literally change your life. And that's what happens when you study astrology. You're digging into such profound spiritual wisdom from, you know, this amazing 2000 year history of astrology, and you walk away really feeling like a different person in many ways. And in most people feel like they've enriched their lives and learned something that, you know, you have a valuable skill you can use the rest of your life. It's like having a GPS in your car. So anyway, at the bottom of the page, you'll find out that there is an early bird payment you can use, save you $500 off. There is a payment plan where you can do 12 monthly installments, and then there is need-based tuition. So I'm really excited about the need-based tuition because we still have a bunch open and available. So if you are someone who would like to take the program, but you need a little help to make it happen, maybe you are dealing with student debt, or maybe you're in between jobs, or you're a single parent. Whatever the case is, if you need a little bit of help to make it happen, make sure you don't go outside of your means to take a class that is really interesting to you, then try the tuition assistance. We'd be glad to work with you. Okay, so let's turn our attention now to Mercury and Mars in the sign of Scorpio. So here is the chart on the screen, and you will see that we have Get my epic pen out here. So we have Mercury entering Scorpio over the weekend. Now, this is between Saturday, October 21st, and Sunday, October 22nd. You're going to see that the two planets are moving. They will be co-present in the same sign. Mars has already entered Scorpio. Mercury is now moving into Scorpio over the weekend. So we now have these two planets co-present. Let's watch how things play out a little bit as these two planets, the Sun will enter Scorpio as well. But one of the things to really pay attention to is this. Right here, we are going to see Mercury and Mars conjoin in Scorpio. This is around October 29th. And that's going to happen at the same time that we get the lunar eclipse on the 28th of October in Taurus. And Mercury and Mars in Scorpio will oppose Jupiter in Taurus. So it's a very big sequence of events around the lunar eclipse in Taurus, followed by Mercury Mars conjoining in Scorpio and opposing Jupiter. So that's the main transit that one of the main reasons that I'm taking time to look at this, because the Mercury-Mars conjunction in Scorpio on its own is a pretty big deal. But then when you add in that they'll be opposed to Jupiter coming right on the heels of a lunar eclipse, makes it quite a bit stronger. So we'll be contextualizing that along with the eclipse when we do a separate video on the lunar eclipse. But if we take this forward, the two planets are actually co-present until Mercury enters Sagittarius, which is right around November 10th, 9th into the 10th. And Mars will be in the sign of Scorpio and then receiving the kind of reset of the synodic cycle when the Sun conjoins Mars around November 17th. So this is a Mars that's also in the process of dying and being reborn. It is in its own chariot, which means because it's in its own sign, it's protected from the combustion of the Sun, which is nice. But that reset moment is pretty powerful. That comes at the end of November, and then we have Mars moving into Sag, where it'll be co-present with Mercury. But the really big co-presence is Scorpio for these two planets. So that's what we're taking a look at this today. And what I want to do is just give you five things to watch for. You guys know I love my lists. This is a way of spinning the jewel of an archetypal combination and giving you some things that you will be seeing between now and at the very least about the middle of November, but maybe even a little bit later with Mars lingering around. So let's just say the next couple of weeks, at least the next 3 weeks, we have a very strong combination of Mercury and Mars. And next week, of course, the lunar eclipse and the Mercury and Mars conjunction that will follow and oppose Jupiter. So also, this combination is really interesting. I think it's one of the more interesting combinations in terms of the diversity of significations that you'll see with Mercury-Mars, which can, on its own, without a sign being involved, just Mercury-Mars in a vacuum is really fascinating. But when you put it in Scorpio, it's can get really deep and quite interesting. So anyway, here are five things to watch for. Number one is an investigative mindset. This is the deep yin of autumn, you know, the middle of autumn, a stable, solid sign, but a yin that is sort of like a chaos magic yin. Scorpio, and being a Mars sign, there's a volatility with this sign. But it's interesting because the volatility of Mars in Scorpio is also expresses itself in a sign that's said to be solid, or in modern astrology we call fixed. So there's a way in which Mars in Scorpio will often be about finding stability amidst chaos, or finding security or some sense of emotional stability when you're in high pressure or high intensity situations. For example, Mars and Scorpio people are sometimes very good at being like, I would describe it as like someone who might be good in an emergency room. You know, so there's this, and on the other hand, Mars and Scorpio can be very volcanic. And you'll sometimes find that people with Mars and Scorpio have a hard time working with the Mars energy without feeling like it's erupting in very powerful and sometimes destructive ways. So this, if you think about the sort of stable, steady power of a volcano that can also blow at any moment, that's sort of like the solid energy of Scorpio. Interesting sign, but one of the things that happens when you take Mercury, who was Hermes in ancient Greek astrology, and you combine with Ares, is that you get the desire to probe and penetrate mentally, intellectually, like an investigative journalist or someone studying, like molecular science, or someone who's looking at anything that's under the surface, genetics. You might be looking at things like quarks, or like something that would be invisible to the naked eye that you're somehow investigating or studying. What are the hidden or secret motivations of people that might lead you to study like not abnormal psychology, like interesting and rare patterns of behavior, or like, for example, the kind of obsession that people have with watching documentaries about serial killers. I'm not suggesting that's like exclusively Scorpionic, but Mars, Mercury, and Scorpio can be like, I want to understand the minds of like seriously deranged criminals or something like that. So the interest in what is deep, what is hidden, and to investigate it. Like Mercury and Mars together in ancient astrology were associated with math and science, with things like the study of medicine and remedies and poisons, and also with things like surgery. You have like the mental analytical, and you have something like the scalpel, right? So you get something like surgery. You also have the wordsmith, people who have to write cutting like editorials or reviews, or the work of a critic, and people who need to get under the surface of things, like an investigative journalist. So anything that has this kind of probing, penetrating, investigative mindset, and getting into the depths of things, or the hidden layer of things, or the unconscious motivations. And there's like a kind of almost like an athletic mindset. It's like, I like the challenge of having to figure something out that's a little hidden and hard to understand, or enigmatic, or something like cracking a code or something like that. Okay. Number two would be the desire for depth and authenticity in communication. I mean, one thing that this pairing demands is that we be real and authentic. And I don't care. It's a sort of like, and I don't care if it's difficult or hard to hear. Give me the real stuff. Give me the real, honest, raw, authentic truth, or give it to me straight, like that. So the desire for depth and authenticity around communication, or the mind, or thoughts, or feelings, it's sort of like, but the exact same thing could make someone communicate in a way that's like blunt and forceful, and maybe sort of invasive, or like emotionally charged, or heavy-handed with some kind of emotional intensity. But the desire for depth and authenticity in communication is one of the most exciting features of this transit, because it's sort of like the cosmic therapy room. It's like, let's get real. Let's really look at it. Let's dig deep. Number three on my list are mental and emotional patterns that undermine us. Well, Mars and Mercury together in the deep yin water sign of Scorpio can be about those mental and emotional patterns that create chaos in ourselves, or in our relationships, or in the world around us. Or it can be about people around us that create mental and emotional turmoil for us, right? That we might realize, wow, maybe I shouldn't be around that person. Or maybe, there's certain social scenes that are healthier than others because of what they do to you, or how they agitate you mentally or emotionally. So just becoming aware of mental and emotional agitations, whether they're coming from you and your own, your own unconscious patterns, or if they are coming from someone or something else in the environment, it's a good time to become aware of those patterns that are stabilizing and giving us a sense of strength and depth and authenticity and like an emotional resilience and depth. Great transit for getting in touch with emotional depth and maturity and strength. Terrible transit for possibly like amplifying all of our worst and most destructive mental and emotional patterns. But you can learn from that too, right? That's the whole point. So number four would be paranoia, obsession, worrying, defensiveness, and secretiveness. Now, it's interesting that this transit can bring up secrets and codes and riddles and like probing and investigative mindsets, all of which can be really helpful. It can also be about withholding things or being defensive or secretive in a way that's harmful or destructive. You can also tend to get worried or worry, sort of chronically worried or obsessive to the point where you're exhausting yourself mentally, or you end up, you know, getting paranoid, suspicious, defensive. Your worry can become a way of alienating you from others or creating chaos in relationships, which can tend to boil over with this combination in words and speech or emotional reactions that are somehow disproportionate or volatile. But at the same time, all of these qualities can also be like something like your radar is more finely tuned. Mercury, Mars, and Scorpio can just give you like a sense that you hear something and you go, ah, something's not right there. And then you start asking questions, or you think, and then suddenly you discover, no, my instincts were absolutely correct. So I don't want to tell you that if you start to feel worried or suspicious about something, that there's nothing there and you're just being, I don't know, self-destructive. That's not always going to be accurate. With this transit, you may also, at times you may feel paranoid, and at times you may be picking up on something instinctually that is there. Back to that investigative mindset, ask some questions, probe a little deeper, and you'll find something maybe that was being hidden, or a motivation that's destructive that's being uncovered within yourself or other people or whatever. Finally is just mental combativeness, competitiveness, and aggrandized thoughts and ideas. Now, some of this may actually be quite good. The opposition to Jupiter can be about, learning to do well on a debate team or something, you know, like learning to have a good performance in debates. Mercury, Mars opposite Jupiter, by the way, can be about outstanding or like tremendously powerful athletic performances or achievements. Mercury, Mars is also associated with sports and with a kind of athletic quality. People who are like dexterous and fast and strong, maybe Mercury, Mars. Mercury, Mars opposite Jupiter can be about these kind of clashes of titanic forces that lead to some, you know, it's like a arena, the gladiators in the arena. That's what I was thinking of. And the kind of like I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, in October, November, we had some very explosive and dramatic athletic achievements or performances in the world of sports. But also, just for us personally, the idea is that this is something that can lead you to feeling more confident mentally, or to asserting yourself or saying something. Maybe it's how you feel. Maybe you have a hard time saying how you feel, and suddenly you get the confidence to say how you feel, and then it affects things and creates positive change. So, you know, the opposition to Jupiter is a really interesting piece of this, because it's great for learning or becoming more direct or aware of how you, like if you're looking for a teacher, this might be a great space within which to find a teacher that really excites and inspires and moves you forward in a positive way by challenging your mind and being sort of like encouraging, but like strict, like, you know, motivating, but like a good motivating coach that pushes you really hard, but doesn't feel like a mean, feels like a really encouraging, positive person. That's a nice combination for Jupiter, Mercury, and Mars. But the other thing could be just like aggrandized, big, dramatic, sharp, harsh words or speech, right? People can get like a power trip and feel like their thoughts and words and feelings need to be communicated in ways that are really big and strong. And that might like be sort of domineering. It could harm people. So you're gonna be a little bit careful of that energy too. Self-righteousness, especially when you feel like emotionally justified and sort of, it's like, well, my feelings and the logic and everything tells me that I have the right to be sort of dramatic and maybe, strong, like strong-willed or something. And then you could actually harm someone or damage a relationship. So you want to be a little careful of that. So anyway, mental combativeness, competitiveness, aggrandized thoughts and ideas, and also the idea that there's a motivational, inspirational energy in the air that can inspire some. Like Mercury Mars is also associated with skill development, the development of skill, where you need a Mercury Mars kind of skill. For example, playing an instrument fast, or learning to type on the keyboard at 50 words per minute. Very Mercury Mars. When you add Jupiter in, you might find a teacher that's there to help you become like quicker, more efficient, effective, something like that. Anyway, I hope that you guys will have a good experience of this combination. I think the most positive part of Mercury Mars in Scorpio is the depth it provides emotionally, mentally, that depth, along with the sort of benefic opposition from Jupiter, can really help us learn and grow if we're willing to kind of go deep and look at things that aren't completely easy, but will catalyze really positive change in us if we allow it. That's what I've got for today. I hope that this was useful for you guys. I would love to hear your thoughts. If you have a story to share, use the hashtag grabbed or email us grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. We'd love to hear your stories about this combination over the next couple of weeks. And I look forward to talking with you guys more tomorrow. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.